the tee at his own 40-yard line, backs up to his 30-yard line, takes four steps to his left and his right to pick this one off, right to left across the radio. And he's going to boot this one all the way down, all he's got with the wind in his back. It bounces into the end zone, two yards deep, and bounces out the back of the end zone. A heck of a boot from Nick Hessling to cap this one off for the Pirate offense, defense, and special teams.
Yeah, downwind there. He just kills that football when he kicks it, and that ball just flying in the end zone. No chance for any return or any special trick plays there for the Ubley kick returning team. So good news for Harbor Beach there is they're going to force the Ubley offense, which is not known for striking downfield, more of a ground-and-pound offense. They're going to have to now try and force the ball down the field as Harbor Beach looks to make a few substitutions here, getting a few of their heavier run-stopping linebackers out of there for a few more guys playing defensive back.
Harbor Beach only has 19 players on the roster tonight. Sloan Glassy would have made 20. And it's a handoff right up the middle to Ubley. That would be on the bottom of that pile is number 12, Brian Bland. And he gains 5 up to the 25-yard line, second and 5 now for Ubley. 40 seconds remain. Clock is winding down. And it's a handoff to the right side, merely going through the motions, both squads. This is the Kirk Kaboski for another 5 yards, maybe 6 out to the 31-yard line. So it's a first down for Ubley. Clock stops momentarily to move the markers forward. And now Ubley at their own 31-yard line breaks huddle, trailing by 14 with 30 seconds to play. T formation, Sweeney under center, 3 men in the backfield, hands it off to number 11, Austin Rothy, his first carry of the night. And Harbor Beach is there to meet him about a yard after the line of scrimmage. Forward motion has him stopped at the 31-yard line, second and 9 now, with 15 seconds left. And that may have been the last play. No, nope, Ubley wants to get one more play in the books. They break huddle already. 8 seconds left. 6, 5. Sweeney under center. They get the snap off of 4. And he's looking to pass, rolling to his right, swings to his left, has a man complete. Kirk Kaboski at the 45-yard line. And number 14, Austin Self, brings him down at the 42. That's a 28-yard gain for Kirk Kaboski, and that is going to do it. Zeroes on the clock. Final score, Harbor Beach 43, Ubley 29 in this GTC East rivalry game. Harbor Beach stays perfect in the GTC East, the top of the standings, and punches their ticket into the playoffs. You're tuned to WLEW Sports. We'll be back to wrap this thing up in 2 minutes.
Saving money versus supporting the community. It is a battle that has waged since the beginning of business, and a common belief is that it's either one or the other. However, McDonald's Food and Family Center is a renowned champion of both causes. McDonald's Food and Family Center has prices that can run with the best of them, but is family-owned and has strong roots in the community. Whenever possible, McDonald's buys local because they believe money spent in the thumb provides for the thumb. McDonald's Food and Family Center, supported by the community, for the community. Custom is a lifestyle choice, a decision to embrace your individuality and install it in the things you own, the things you surround yourself with. There's no limit to what you can customize when you team up with D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth. From new cabinets to gorgeous floors, including new trim and doors, that's what D&M Cabinet is all about, customizing things that work for you. Are you ready for a change? Is it time for new counters, cabinets, floors, trim, or doors? If so, call Doug at D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth at 479-9271 or visit them online at dnmcabinet.com. D&M Cabinets would also like to wish the Ubley Bearcats good luck in their game against the Harbor Beach Pirates. Go Bearcats!
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
Beach wins it by 14 points, 43-29, over the Ugly Bearcats in this heck of a rivalry game. Like we said, played with emotion every single year, and this year was no exception.
No, not at all, Clark. And we've seen this Harbor Beach offense be very explosive in any way they want to be, whether it's a trick play here or there, it's a pass downfield, it's a rushing offense, it's hard snapping. They have it all. They can do whatever they please when they want. It's a matter of simply holding on to the football and cutting down on the penalties now is just critiquing the Harbor Beach team on the other side of the ball. Ugly played a nice game tonight, forced a turnover or two. Just with their offense, they just couldn't get enough blocks and enough holes to spring that wing tee offense. It just fell a little bit behind to the point where they had to do things that they're not comfortable with, including throwing the football.
Well, to start the second half, we'll tell you how we got to this final score of 43-29. The second half began with Harbor Beach with the ball. On the first play, Aaron Ginther, in fact, fumbled it and turned it over to Ugly. But then Ugly couldn't do much with it after that. They actually turned over on downs, and the score remained 21-7 after the first two possessions in the second half. After that, Ryan Hagg actually scored on a touchdown, a one-yard run for Ugly, making it 15-21 after Curtis Boom's two-point conversion was complete. And then Harbor Beach responded 2 minutes and 45 seconds later. Puff with a 29-yard rushing touchdown. Eli Kraft with a two-point conversion keeper for himself makes it 29-15, a 14-point lead one more time. Next possession, into the fourth quarter, 9:35 left in the game. Kabowski with a one-yard run touchdown. Extra point was good, 22-29, Ugly trailing only by 7. 7 minutes and 30 seconds left in the fourth quarter. DJ Reidner with a 9-yard run finds himself in the end zone. PAT was good, and it's once more time a two-possession game, 36-22. 2:37 left in the fourth quarter, 8-yard catch. Curtis Booms into the end zone. Extra point was good, 29-36, 7-point game with 2 minutes and 37 seconds left. And with 56 seconds left, a Derek Huff touchdown, a 1-yard leap into the end zone, makes it 43-29 after a few unsuccessful extra onside kicks for Ugly. Harbor Beach ends up with the ball, and when all is said and done, Harbor Beach pulls out a 14-point victory over their rival, Ugly Bearcats.
Hats off to the Pirates tonight as they come home with the victory. Key player tonight, Derek Puff. Run his butt off tonight as he was running people over. He was fired up. He came to play tonight, was as steady as he ever has been with the football, leaping over people, running people over. He did a nice job. Eli Kraft, steady as usual. Credit to the special teams, Hessling kicking the football. And the defense did a nice job all the way around. So, great game at Harbor Beach. Ugly on the other side of things. Nick Sweeney, of course, running that offense, did a nice job. Running the ball, Kirk Kabowski, really their sound back. Hague does a nice job in short yardage situations. Brian Bland hit him where it hurts a few times there in the second half, you know, a couple 10, 11-yard runs to kind of keep things going. But all in all, the Harbor Beach offense, just too much to handle tonight.
Here's an interesting stat for you, folks. Ugly had 396 yards in total offense tonight. Dave, you want to take a stab at how many yards Harbor Beach had?
Probably 396 yards.
395.
Harbor Beach had one less yard.
One less yard for Harbor Beach. Ugly with 396 yards. Here's the stats, though. Harbor Beach only ran 33 plays. Ugly, 69 plays. Ugly ran 36 more plays. That's a lot more time off the clock. And that's one of the downsides of the wing tee. If you're down, it takes a lot of time off the clock to score. Harbor Beach coming out in many different formations, spread formation, T formation, no huddle every so often. It really drives defensive coordinators crazy.
They resemble a pro offense. They can do what they please. Eli Kraft can make throws on the run. He can take a play where there's nothing going on and turn it into a big gain. So it really, their offense could hit you for 10 yards on any given play, whether it's running, throwing, scrambling. They can do it all. And tonight they did that again, as they were very difficult to stop, putting up 43 points on only 30-some plays.
Hats off to the Ugly Bearcat offense, though. When I'm seeing the stat sheet, I see balance. Kirk Kabowski, 18 carries for 101 yards. Brian Bland, 8 carries for 69 yards. David Rakowski, 10 carries for 43 yards. Ryan Hagg, 14 carries for 48 yards. And Nick Sweeney, 10 carries.